The expression we will learn today revolves around the letter H or H in English.
Huh?
Sì, la lettera H.
È molto importante, the letter H.
È molto speciale in the alfabeto italiano.
I had never thought a letter could be so importante.
Well, la lettera H è the only one that doesn't have a sound. È una lettera muta.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that if it is placed at the beginning of a word, you don't pronounce it.
A silent lettera?
Yes. H is a voiceless lettera in italiano.
How do you say hostess?
Well, we borrow that same word from the English language, but we say hostess, as if the H were not there.
You could say that H is like a ghost letter.
Esattamente. Not only is the letter H silent when placed at the beginning of a word, but it often plays an ancillary role for the sake of phonetics.
Oh, I feel sorry for the letter H.
Sì, I agree. Speaking of which, in Italian, we have a very special expression.
Really? What is it?
Non capisci un H.
Not understand the letter H. Oh, Silvia.
Tu non capisci un H.
This is a mind game.
Well, it is a little game. A game with words and una lettera.
All right, I'm in. Let's play.
Tu non capisci un H di italiano.
If you meant to say that I don't understand the use of the letter H in Italian, you were absolutely right.
I just said that you don't understand a thing in Italian.
Oh, you're kidding me, right?
Sì, certo, Connor.
Tu non capisci un H di Connor.
You are a fast learner.
I told you. Tu non capisci un H di Connor.
Bene, you got it.
So, when I'm having a hard time understanding something, can I say that?
Certo.
Io non capisco un H of German.
Tu non capisci un H about cars.
Well, I know a thing or two about cars.
No, I'm just giving you an example, Connor. Okay, one more.
Loro sono bravi, but non capiscono un H.
We also have a similar expression using the word pipe, tubo, in Italiano.
Italians are very creative. Pipes, ghost letters.
A country of artists.
Sì. So, what is it? I'm intrigued.
Non capire un tubo.
Un tubo? A pipe? Why a pipe?
Because a pipe is empty, so it has little value like the letter H.
I would have never guessed that.
Both expressions are used a lot in Italiano.
Quando non capisco un H, what can I do?
Studiare.
I will go over everything before our next lezione, Silvia.
Eccellente. Arrivederci, Connor.
Arrivederci, Silvia.